Hi, guys. Guess who? It's the ghost. Long time no chat. How has everybody been? Are you surviving out there with all the craziness that's going on? I hope so. I want all of you to know, from all of us, that's me, Frankie, Jagger, Harley, Ryder, and Scarlett, we have thought about all of you out there, and we've wondered how you've been. It's been heavy times, hasn't it? Please know that you are not alone. We are still out there, and we know that you are out there. I've been very curious what all of you have thought of, you know, the quarantine, the masks, the social distancing, all of it. Who has been directly affected, and who has seen nothing about any of it? But maybe some of you have had relatives that have been affected. Maybe you've been affected. Maybe you've had people that you've wanted to see but could not go see. I know some of you are very close to your family members, so I hope that it hasn't been too difficult. And then for you loners out there who really prefer a life of quiet and solitude, did it feel different? Has it felt any different during all of this? You know, for a lot of us, it's one thing to decide to stay in and alone, and then it's another thing to be told to stay home and go nowhere, that you're not allowed to go anywhere. Anyway, it's been a long time since I've chatted with any of you, and I'm interested in knowing how it's been for you guys out there. You know, share what you've been doing. Let me know. Send a note, you know, do up a comment. Do you have any crazy projects going on? Any of you start something that you've always wanted to start in the past but never had the time? You know, what have you been up to? And just so you know, it's been crazy for us also. Back when all of this started, you know, all these different times, I was talking to Tino here on YouTube, and we as the team were on a job in Singapore, and we did get stuck overseas for quite a while, actually. It got pretty nuts very fast. We did two more jobs after Singapore, and they were, how should I say, I mean, very serious, very top secret. You guys know how I got a lot of questions in the beginning about how, you know, why is it okay that I can share the stories that I do when things are so private and some things are questionable and things that, you know, well, normally, you know, it's not a very good idea to just talk about. It's not a very big deal, though, because the people that I work with, that I have worked with, realize that at some point I may want to share this. And as long as I'm not giving away names or exact locations, things like that, they, for the most part, have been pretty okay with me sharing the story itself because, you know, you have to remember, for them, what happened is very real. And maybe they don't want to be called out on it, but they certainly encourage the story getting out there. Even with the CIA, we talked about that. That was always a really big question. How come the CIA would be okay with me sharing anything that has to do with the CIA? I mean, anything CIA. Well, that one, as it turned out, was pretty easy, pretty simple, because if any of you heard what I said about that before, the CIA knows that there's so much doubt out there about anything out of the ordinary that they didn't care if I talked about it all day long, because it would be the doubt of the people that would keep them protected. So let it rip, pretty much was how that went down. And as the loyal listeners of The Ghost know, there are definitely a lot of doubters out there. So as you can see, it's pretty safe. So in the end, the CIA was right. During the last few months, however, the jobs that we were on were very complicated. You know, while the whole world is going crazy over here, we were overseas and got called into some pretty delicate situations involving some very important people. And unfortunately, those stories aren't anything I can share because they are what they are. I mean, they're way above and beyond anything I've even shared before. But anyway, it did keep us busy for a bit, kept us out of the country for quite a while. And that in itself was interesting enough, not to mention, you know, the work that we were doing. And I'm telling you this because I'm trying to figure out what I want to do. So when this was all starting, all this COVID-19 pandemic and just the craziness that's going on, when it all got started, I was also having some thoughts of my own because I felt like there weren't enough people listening. And my point of trying to tell these stories was just what I said earlier. I wanted the stories out there because we all deserve to know how much is really going on, what is happening in our world and beyond. People are so secretive and quiet about this stuff that while being respectful to the actual situation, people themselves in general, you know, their vote is that it's still important to share the information. So I did a lot of thinking about this and while being away from you guys, and in that time that we were just staying back in our own situation, you know, while the world went on, I also noticed a lot of things. So I'm thinking about what impact my stories are having, and I'm observing, you know, the team and I, we're all observing what's actually going on with the people out there and noticed a lot of things. The people out there, including you and me, I suppose, are being forced to do different things, and some people are glad about it and are willing to do it, and some people are not that into it, right? But it definitely seems like there's enough opinion, no matter who you are, around all of it to go around for everyone. People want to be involved, whether they like the situation or not. The trend for most, it seems, is that they want to feel involved still on one level or another, and they want to have something to say. They want to feel like they have a contribution, right? And it's actually been very interesting to watch. There are less conversations, you know, over water coolers, right? Like they always say at the office. There are less moms talking to each other in the parks, having play dates and all of that stuff. People are not getting together at health clubs. They're not going to happy hours and dinners and things like that to discuss what is important to them in their lives and what's going on in the world. So people are turning to what's available to them. They're watching things. They're watching the news. They're watching pretty much anything they can find in general, right? I'm pretty sure a lot of you are doing that. If you're one of those people, you're realizing that you might actually be running out of things that you prefer to watch. And when that happens, you start to seek out other options. Maybe you're a lover of Netflix, for example. Well, when you've watched all the shows on Netflix that you like, you might branch out and go to Amazon or check into Hulu or things like that. There are a lot of options out there. I know that they're going to start making some new things coming up here. You know, they're supposed to have some rules, you know, no touching, no swearing, things like that. That'll be kind of interesting. But really, all in all, I think that if you're trying to find stuff, you've kind of found everything that is available for you to receive. But what happens then when you run out of shows? What we've noticed is that people, if they do not find what they like to watch and they can't find anything that they can be entertained by, they're taking it a step further. People are reaching beyond television, right? Beyond the streaming. They're reaching to YouTube and different things. They're reading articles and just checking things out that maybe they wouldn't really be reaching for in their old lives, right? Maybe that's you. You know, are you checking out and seeking out information that maybe in your regular life you wouldn't really have time for and maybe you wouldn't even think you're all that interested in? But what we have found is that people are looking. They're looking for things that challenge them, things that can be debated, and things that they can question and discuss. And why that caught our attention as a team here, of course, is because those are the kinds of stories that we were sharing with all of you. If people can't find anything or they're running out of things to passively watch, they want to find something interesting, for lack of a better word. I mean, I use that word a lot because it's amazing how much we seek interesting things. Some people, a lot of people, most people maybe, want the challenge. They want any challenge. Many are finding that what they thought was a dead-end job or a mundane day-to-day life actually was doing something for them now that they don't have it during this quarantine and pandemic and all of that. You kind of yearn for what you thought was so boring, right? Because it was challenging you. It gave you something to think about. It gave you something to do. We, as people, humans, have a need for purpose. We have a need for thought-provoking material, things that interest us, things we can talk about with each other. It's very important. And I'm bringing all of that up because I have some ideas here. And done a lot of thinking about you guys and just, you know, you're a small group among many, I'm imagining, that are looking for things that are telling you the truth, things that are making you more aware, things that are actually going on around you. And on top of that, I just really want to know how everyone is. It's been a while since I've chatted with anybody. I haven't been online at all, not in this way. I've done a lot of stuff on the dark web. That's another story. But really, I wanted to use this as a check-in with everybody because it's kind of been long enough, hasn't it? It's been a long time. And I had to do some thinking about this YouTube group and everything else to find out if I thought these stories were useful. And I'd love your feedback on that. And just check in to see how everyone is, you know, for those of you that are left here. Other than that, all I can tell you is a lot's happened to us too. I mean, life changed for us also. Since we normally see a lot of people and travel, you know, we as a team have kind of stayed together at the warehouse. You know, we are out and about a lot. It didn't make sense with all the warnings to go see all the people we knew because we do see a lot. We're exposed to a lot more than the average person. So we thought it would be good if we stuck together. So we kind of did a little quarantine, like I said, at the warehouse. And during the time that we've been together, we did a really big review of the very recent top secret jobs that we just did. It was kind of different because they were a little above and beyond stuff that we normally do. I really wish I could share that stuff with you guys, but it's just a little too over the top. But what we did is we organized everything that we did. We documented it all and we put it together in a few separate books and we stored it digitally as well. And everything now is locked in a safe and that'll be found someday and or used in some way in the future. It's definitely useful information, not really for right now, but I think it could be helpful down the road. And we did a lot of brainstorming too. You get creative. And what we did was we took some time to think about things that we don't always have time to think about. For instance, the new gadgets that we want, gadgets that we have talked about needing and wanting. You know, we've talked about it in the past, but we never really had time to sit down and organize what it is that we actually do want to get. So we talked to some of our contacts, we did some things over the airwaves and thought some things out so that we can get organized around it all and actually get some of this stuff put together. So that was great. We did a few things around work, things we've wanted to really sit down and deal with. And then, of course, we had the things that just simply kept us entertained. You know, Frankie made all of his favorite recipes. And we told him, by the way, that he really needs to come out with a cookbook because it is all so good. Opposite of all the great food we ate, we also tried to stay in shape in our gym, which is at the warehouse. And, you know, that's the type of thing that we're very thankful for. You know, we don't take it for granted. We were very lucky and glad to have that at our disposal during these harder times. Scarlett and Ryder, they did a lot of research in their respective areas, and we all sort of did that, but they had some really specific things that they wanted to know better or understand better and get information on. So they spent a lot of time doing that. And then I actually started working on the memoirs of the whole situation of us as a team working together and just on us in general as a team. It's actually pretty cool. And each member has given some great stuff so far. You know, they contributed, they had thoughts to share, funny things, things that were tense, different situations that some of us might have forgotten or set aside that were important to one of the individuals on the team. So it was kind of neat. Each person has a different take on certain jobs, their view into what these jobs all are. And it was nice to rehear some of their favorite or most challenging times doing these jobs. And who knows, maybe it will grow into something worth publishing. Would you read it? Would you listen to it? Time will tell, but maybe. And especially if things stay strange like they are right now, it could actually become something. So we did a lot of things, like I said, that we normally don't have time to really work on or focus on. We enjoyed that part, but we also know that there are jobs waiting for us. And I want you to know that. You know, people, we know that there are people out there that need help. We've already been contacted by so many, and there are other people that need to be stopped. We're holding tight for now, but make no mistake, we are not in any way permanently veering from our focus. I guess that's the best way to say that. And now that I did just say that, let's get back to some of the other stuff that I talked about earlier. Interesting things that keep us alert, awake, and part of this world. None of us deserve or need to float off into no man's land because of all the shutdowns going on, the social distancing, all the new rules, all the closures. I say, let's stay aware and let's keep our minds alive. So talking about things like that, I thought that just by popping in here, I would bring something up that I think that most of us are interested in. Let's talk about the Mandela effect. I am going to read you an article. And what I want to do is get your feedback on what you think of the Mandela effect, because there were one or two stories. I have a few personally, but I think I've shared one or two that had to do with the Mandela effect. You guys seemed really interested in that. So I'm going to read this article. And because everything is so quiet right now, I thought it'd be sort of an interesting roundtable for all of us to discuss what we think of it. There's a complicated way to think about it and an easy way to think about it. And I want to know what you guys think about it. This is an article from Cosmos, The Science of Everything. So here goes. Take a listen and let's discuss this. Have you ever been convinced that something is a particular way only to discover that you remembered it wrong? If so, it sounds like you've experienced the phenomenon known as the Mandela effect. This form of collective misremembering of common events or details first emerged in 2010, when countless people on the internet falsely remembered Nelson Mandela was dead. It was widely believed that he had died in prison during the 1980s. In reality, Mandela was actually freed in 1990 and passed away in 2013, despite some people's claims that they remember clips of his funeral on TV. Paranormal consultant Fiona Broom coined the term Mandela effect to explain this collective misremembering. And then other examples started popping up all over the internet. For instance, it was wrongly recalled that C-3PO from Star Wars was gold. Actually, one of his legs is silver. Likewise, people often wrongly believed that the queen in Snow White says, "Mirror, mirror on the wall." And side note, I have to tell you guys, that's how I remember it. So let's just leave that. The correct phrase, however, is "magic mirror on the wall." Did you guys know that? Broom explains that the Mandela effect via pseudoscientific theories. She claims that differences arise from movement between parallel realities, the multiverse. This is based on theory that within each universe, alternate versions of events and objects exist. And again, side note, you guys know what I feel about that. I have seen more than most. Broom also draws the comparisons between existence and the holodeck of the USS Enterprise from Star Trek. The holodeck was a virtual reality system which created recreational experiences. By her explanation, memory errors are software glitches. This is explained as being similar to the film The Matrix. Other theories propose that the Mandela effect evidences changes in history caused by time travelers. Then there are the claims that distortions result from spiritual attacks linked to Satan, black magic, or witchcraft. But although appealing to many, these theories are not scientifically testable. So where's the science? Psychologists explain the Mandela effect via memory and social effects, particularly false memory. This involves mistakenly recalling events or experiences that have not occurred, or distortion of existing memories. The unconscious manufacture of fabricated or misinterpreted memories is called confabulation. You might have a friend that confabulates quite a bit, telling stories that may or may not quite be true. Right? In everyday life, confabulation is relatively common. False memories occur in a number of ways. For instance, the Diess-Rudiger-McDermott paradigm demonstrates how learning a list of words that contain closely related items, such as bed and pillow, they produce false recognition of related but non-presented words, such as sleep. Kind of makes sense, doesn't it? There's a theory online that nuclear research experiments caused the world to shift into an alternate reality where Donald Trump became president. Memory inaccuracy can also arise from what's known as source monitoring errors. These are instances where people fail to distinguish between real and imagined. U.S. professor of psychology Jim Cohn demonstrated how easily this can happen using the lost in the mall procedure. This saw Cohn give his family members short narratives describing childhood events. One about his brother getting lost in a shopping mall was invented. Not only did Cohn's brother believe the event occurred, he also added additional detail out of nothing. When cognitive psychologist and expert in human memory, Elizabeth Loftus, applied the technique to larger samples, 25% of participants failed to recognize that the event was false. That brings us into incorrect recall. When it comes to the Mandela effect, many examples are attributable to so-called schema-driven errors. Schemas are organized packets of knowledge that direct memory. In this way, schemas facilitate understanding of material but can produce distortion. Frederick Bartlett outlined this process in his 1932 book called Remembering. Bartlett read the Canadian Indian folktale, War of the Ghosts, to participants, and he found that listeners omitted unfamiliar details and transformed information to make it more understandable. This process is called effort after meaning and occurs in real-world situations also. For instance, research has previously shown how when participants recall the contents of a psychologist's office, for instance, you know, they tend to remember consistent items like bookshelves, but they'll omit items like a picnic basket on the desk. The pseudo-scientific belief puts differences between memories and the real world down to glitches caused by time travel. Schema theory explains why previous research shows that when the majority of participants are asked to draw a clock, for instance, a clock face from memory, they mistakenly draw a 1 and a V rather than a 1-1-1 for the 4. Clocks often, though, use the 1-1-1 because it's more attractive. Did you know that? Other examples of the Mandela effect are the mistaken belief that Uncle Pennybags, right, the Monopoly guy, that he wears a monocle, and that the product titled Kit Kat has a hyphen. But again, this is simply explained by overgeneralization. You know, we're overgeneralizing what we're seeing. But let's get back to reality. Frequently reported errors can then become a part of collective reality, and the internet can reinforce this process by circulating false information. And for me, the ghost, I will agree with that, but the internet wasn't really around a long time ago, and this thing has been going on for a long time, so I just want to throw that in there. But as the article says, for example, simulations of the 1997 Princess Diana car crash are regularly mistaken for real footage. In this way, then, the majority of Mandela effects are attributable to memory errors and social misinformation. The fact that a lot of the inaccuracies are trivial suggests that they result from selective attention or faulty inference. This is not to say that the Mandela effect is not inexplicable in terms of the multiverse. Indeed, the notion of parallel universes is consistent with the work of quantum physicists. But until the existence of alternate realities is established, psychological theories appear much more plausible. And that's the end of that article. I want to know what you think of that, because that's a common take on what the Mandela effect is. But if you think about it, as this article is summed up, isn't it going along with the simple thinking theory that they just talked about? Is it just easier to think that we're simplifying things so we can remember them all than really try to get our head around the fact that there is a parallel universe, that this Earth is not the only Earth out there? You guys have heard some of the stories. What do you think? But like this article, we take it all in, we find it interesting, and then most of us just read it, wear out, and take the easy way out, and we accept the easy answer. Sure. We're just lazy in our thinking, and yeah, we're just making it simpler for ourselves. That actually dumbs us down, doesn't it? Do you think we're dumbed down? I don't think so. But you decide and share your thoughts here. Let's start up some conversation during this closed up, closed down, shut down times. And let's see what each other thinks about all of this. Do you believe in the fact that there could be parallel universes? That some of us have seen that? Are we even in control of that? Or is it just that we want the easier way out, that our minds simplify everything for us, and we accept it? How do you think your head works? What do you think about it all? I am very curious. Aside from that, I was thinking about you guys. We've really been stuck back in the warehouse for a while also. Things are starting to change, but we probably will not be starting up any new jobs, even though they're flooding in. I want to check in with everybody. I know that the Facebook page is still going. Tino has a lot to do with that. You should really thank him for that if you're interested and if you've been keeping up on what's going on, because he has a passion about it, and it's really great to see. So anyway, that is my quick check-in of the day. And I hope you guys are listening. I hope you're still out there. I know that we were away for a while, but like I said earlier, we were stuck out of the country. A lot was happening, and following up with YouTube was not really the highest of our priorities. And we had some inner work to do with the team, with ourselves, with each other. And hopefully you guys are doing some of that too. It's a good time to take a check, find out where your life is, find out what you're doing, and find out where you can improve at anything, anything, because anything is possible. So, all right, well, let's talk about Mandela Effect. I hope to see you guys out there. Love your feedback. And I will check in with you guys again very soon. And I look forward to seeing what you have to say here. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you guys are okay. And I will talk to you all soon.